One Way FM News from the Vision Radio Network.
In this bulletin, the Reserve Bank meeting tomorrow. A computer glitch creates problems for Jetstar. And another win for Casey Stoner. With the details, I'm Tracy Weir. The Reserve Bank is expected to cut interest rates by 50 basis points this week as the worst global financial crisis in decades puts pressure on bank borrowing costs. All 19 economists surveyed tip an official rate cut tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, we might cut that there. Don't know what's happened with the news there, but it's coming through rather strangely this morning. So we'll come back and have a look at the news headlines in just a few minutes.
Easy.
If it'll do what I want it to do. It's one of those mornings, 7:03, One Way FM. We'll have the weather in just a moment.
Bring your home to life by adding colour and freshness.
One Way FM weather, thanks to station sponsor Southside Lighting and Electrical.
The Weather Bureau are expecting isolated showers and thunderstorms around the region today as a cold front moves through, although I can't say that the view from here in scenic Fyshwick supports them. We're heading for a top of 18 degrees. Tomorrow, a strengthening ridge of high pressure will bring a return to fine conditions for the remainder of the week. It'll get down to 1 tonight, a top of 17 tomorrow. Looking ahead, Wednesday, fine, sunny 18. Thursday, fine, sunny 19. Friday, fine and 22. Saturday, also fine and 22. Sunday, fine and 25. Right now, we've got 11 degrees in the city, 11 in Tuggeranong and 10 in Gungahlin. You're listening to Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM.
It's breakfast on Canberra's One Way FM.
Indeed it is. Good morning. Samuel Gordon-Stewart here with you this morning, filling in for James Scott, who's having a well-deserved break. And it's good to be with you here. And what an interesting day it is. Labor Day holiday. And, well, it's just the story of my life, isn't it? It's public holiday, I'm working, and nothing wants to work properly. Couldn't get into the studios this morning because the doors were locked on me. And thanks to Bill Kiddo for coming in and letting me in. And wouldn't you know it, the news doesn't want to work properly either, but we'll get you some news shortly. So what have you made of daylight savings so far? It's, well, it's earlier than usual this year. Looking out of the studios at the moment, it doesn't look like 7 a.m, but it is. And, well, I don't know what to make of it. It's just not as light as it usually is in the evening. I'm sure it'll come. It always does. But going back a few years, I remember in primary school a particular time when, well, one morning I came in at about 8:30. I was early for one reason or another, and, well, when I arrived, there was another kid sitting on the steps. She'd been there since about 5 to 8 because her mum had forgotten about daylight saving completely. They'd gone through the Sunday and the Monday without changing their clocks, so they were early. I can't imagine what the mum did when she got to work and there was no one there. That would have been an interesting sight. Did she go home early, perhaps? Has that happened to you? Or have you remembered to change your clocks? Are there any clocks you haven't changed yet? I usually find there's one I don't change for about 2 weeks. That's what I usually find. But as far as I know, I've changed all of mine and I'm very happy. This year my alarm clock has a button on it for daylight saving. I just press the button, it goes forward an hour, which is much easier than standing there and watching it count the minutes for an hour of minutes. And or at the other end of daylight saving, progressing 23 hours worth of minutes. Much easier to just press one button. Very happy about that. And we've got plenty to come up this morning. And don't forget the logo competition, it's running out very soon. Well, your chance to enter is running out very soon. onewayfm.com.au if you'd like to take part. Right now, it's Building 429 singing over me. It's 7:07 on One Way FM. A 11 past 7 on One Way FM. We'll check the news headlines now. Another doctor from New South Wales is under investigation for alleged sexual assault and medical negligence against 10 patients. Levi Karima, a 2003 Australian Idol Top 12 contestant, has been found dead at a Brisbane hotel. There are complaints of sexual assault. That's the same story. Oh dear, Samuel, you do need to read these properly before you start writing them. Queensland Wildlife Authorities are examining two crocodiles following last week's disappearance of a holidaymaker in the state's far north. Obesity experts have called on Cricket Australia to end its sponsorship deal with the fried chicken chain KFC, saying the relationship is unhelpful and irresponsible during a childhood obesity epidemic. Thousands of pro-life supporters have packed Melbourne's St Patrick's Cathedral before rallying outside Parliament in an emotive last stand against decriminalising abortion. Federal Education Minister Julia Gillard says allowing a photographer to scout at a primary school playground for nude models would send a shudder down people's spines. And in sport, the Manly Seagulls have produced the most dominant performance in grand final history to claim the NRL Premiership with a 40-0 demolition of the Melbourne Storm at ANZ Stadium. This is Michelle Toombs with King of My Heart on One Way FM at 12 past 7. Michelle Toombs, King of My Heart. Good morning, Samuel Gordon-Stewart with you on One Way FM, filling in for James Scott, who's taking a well-deserved break today. It's 16 past 7. Just looking out the window at the moment, and what a glorious day. I mean, there's a bit of cloud out there, but isn't that just glorious? So, I mean, where I am right here in Fishwick, the sun is just streaming over the trees. It wasn't 16 minutes ago. It is now, and that is just an absolutely beautiful sight out there. If you're sitting in bed enjoying a cup of tea at the moment, by all means do so, but open the window and just have a look outside because it is truly glorious out there. Now, did you know that the 1 billionth jar of Vegemite rolled off the production line yesterday? It's been hitting the shelves since 1920s. Now, this, strangely enough, you'd expect that something that is around a number as 1 billion would have some sort of ceremony. It's just struck me as a bit odd that it happened on a Sunday. People gathered at Kraft's manufacturing plant in Port Melbourne to mark the occasion, and among the people there were the two girls from the original Happy Little Vegemites television commercial. From 1959, Margaret Hall and Tricia Kavanagh, they were just school-aged children at the time. Nearly 50 years on, they still have fond memories of their first television excitement. Ms. Kavanagh said, "It was very exciting for us as kids in the school holidays to be making an ad. Who would have thought that that ad would still be popular today?" And it's just extraordinary that all this time on, we're still enjoying it, and the Americans just still don't get it. Christina Siciliano, who worked at Kraft for 31 years as a librarian, has studied the history of Vegemite closely. She says it's part of the Australian ethos, the spirit of Australia, and that's what makes it special. I suppose so, although the news story does sound a bit like an ad, doesn't it? But, well, I suppose good on them. It's something that I do enjoy having on toast in the morning, and when I get around to having toast, I seem to be having a lot more cereal these days. But I do recall a few years ago in a radio competition, I actually sang the Vegemite song live on air, which was absolutely nerve-wracking, and I lost the words at the last minute. It's just something that's bound to happen, isn't it? Dear. Can you sing the Vegemite song? Apparently I can't. I keep forgetting the words. It's 19 past 7. This is One Way FM.
It's your last chance to help One Way FM choose a new logo.
Canberra's One Way FM.
And this is Super Chick with Crawl at 20 past 7. You're on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. Soul Jazz with True Love Waits on One Way FM. Coming up, Pray for the City, then in 15 minutes or so we'll check the latest from the world of sport, and then we've got the word for today. It's currently 12 degrees. This is Samuel Gordon-Stewart filling in for James Scott on One Way FM Breakfast. And here's the 3-minute song by Josh Wilson that goes for 2 minutes and 57 seconds for some reason. 20 minutes to 8 on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. Samuel Gordon-Stewart filling in for James Scott this morning. He's having a well-deserved break. He'll be back tomorrow morning. Checking the weather around the nation now. Sydney, morning showers, late change in 25. Melbourne, a few showers, possible hail and thunder, 15. Brisbane, 33 and mostly fine. You know, I could say that it's hot in Brisbane, but I suppose the Brisbaneites would probably say, gee, it's freezing in Canberra still. So, well, I won't say that it's hot in Brisbane, it's just 33 degrees and mostly fine. Perth, 21 and fine. Adelaide, 17 degrees, morning shower or two. Hobart, now that's where it's cold, 12 showers and mountain snow. Oh, wonderful. Darwin, 33, afternoon shower or storm. In the local region, in Goulburn, a shower or two and 18. Coomera are looking at an afternoon shower and 17. Here in Canberra, a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and 18. Currently, it's 11 degrees. And this is Work by Jars of Clay on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. Some of us have to work on public holidays and enjoy it. Others enjoy the day off. If you've got the day off, I hope you're sitting back, relaxing, with a nice cup of tea in your bed and enjoying it, because it's a beautiful day out there. It's 7:45 on Canberra's One Way FM, which means the news is coming up in a quarter. Never quite really liked the term a quarter to the hour. I just prefer the minutes. It's 7:55. And we had quite a big weekend in sport. In the NRL Grand Final, the Manly Seagulls defeated the Melbourne Storm 40-0, which is the largest Grand Final victory ever. Last year, it was the Storm who defeated Manly in the Grand Final, so yesterday's victory was just that little bit sweeter for outgoing Manly stalwart Steve Beaver Menzies, who played 349 games with the club. It's hard to imagine a better way to finish a rugby league career. It's Manly's first premiership since 1996, which is interesting because I clearly recall my team, the Bulldogs, defeating Manly in 1995. So the next time Manly lose a grand final, you wouldn't want to meet them the next year. It's also the first time since 1978 that a team has been held scoreless in a decider. That wasn't the only big news of the day. The two lower grade games both went into extra time and turned into a show of how badly players can kick a football when one field goal attempt not even getting off the ground. The Raiders were victorious in the Toyota Cup under-20s competition, defeating the Brisbane Broncos 28-24. The winning try went to back rower Jared Kennedy. As you'd expect from an under-20s side, their defence was a bit lacking, but watching them yesterday, I think they're a better side than the first grade Raiders. I think it'd be worth the gamble to put the under-20s side in the main competition. I reckon they might just bring home the trophy. And the New South Wales Cup match before that was a good even contest that ended in the most bizarre spectacle of bad kicking I've ever seen. Some commentators were joking as the game went over the 100-minute mark that the teams were just making the game go for longer so they'd still be there at 5 p.m. for the big crowd. In the end, it was victory to the Wentworthville Magpies over the Newtown Jets, 12-8. In other sports news, Casey Stoner has won back-to-back MotoGPs at Phillip Island. Casey Stoner defeated new Italian world champion Valentino Rossi by 6.5 seconds. Honda's American rider Nicky Hayden came in third place. The race was Stoner's fifth victory of the season. Troy Bayliss has clinched his third World Superbike Championship with a podium finish in the first of two races in the French round at Magny-Cours. Definitely pronounced that incorrectly, but I have absolutely no idea how you pronounce that. Magny-Cours, maybe? Magny-Cours. Anyone out there know? Do you know how to pronounce that? If you do, give me a call. I'd love to know. Australia's cricketers have drawn with India. The Aussies reached 2 for 127 in their second innings, a long way short of the 434 they needed to win. Ricky Ponting scored an unbeaten 58. The first test starts on Thursday in Bangalore, and in tennis, world number one Yelena Yankovic has won the Porsche Grand Prix, beating Nadia Petrova of Russia 6-4, 6-3. It's Yankovic's second title in as many weeks. We've got the word for today coming up in a couple minutes. It's 7:40 on One Way FM.
91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM.
This offering. Samuel Gordon-Stewart filling in for James Scott on Canberra's One Way FM. That was Mark Roach with You Are. Tracy will have more news in about 90 seconds, but I doubt she'll go anywhere near this story. A Russian man faces a jail term after eating part of his ex-wife's passport during a dispute over her right to live in his flat. The former husband tore out the page from her passport and ate it in the presence of police dealing with the dispute in an unpronounceable town east of Moscow. The unidentified man faces up to 1 year imprisonment after being charged with destroying official documents, assault and threatening behaviour. The passport page contained a registration stamp confirming the right of the man's wife to live in the flat. Just thinking out loud here, but do you remember the Yellow Pages book muncher that used to be plastered all over our televisions around the time of the new phone books each year? When you consider that the government owns part of Telstra, and therefore the phone books could be considered official documents, I wonder if the book muncher has been sent to prison for eating all of those official phone books. What do you think? Yes? No? Maybe? It certainly explained the absence of a book muncher. By the way, tomorrow the Mental Health Association are handing out chocolates at all of the bus interchanges, tomorrow morning in fact, so between 7:30 and 9 if you catch a bus, then you might as well head along to one of the interchanges. Don't have much choice if you catch a bus, you more or less have to go through an interchange and get some chocolates. It's all part of Mental Health Week, which is of course this week. It is 8 o'clock, it is news time.
In this bulletin, Julie Bishop speaks out on interest rates.
One Way FM weather, thanks to station sponsor Southside Lighting and Electrical.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms are expected around the region today as a cold front moves through, so enjoy the sunshine while it lasts. We're heading for a top of 18 degrees. Tomorrow, a strengthening ridge of high pressure will bring a return to fine conditions for the remainder of the week. 1 degree is the low tonight, a top of 17 tomorrow. Looking ahead, Wednesday, fine, sunny 18, Thursday, fine, sunny 19. For some reason, the Weather Bureau have decided that the rest of the days don't need the word sunny on them, so Friday, fine and 22, Saturday, fine, 22, Sunday, fine, 25. Right now we've got 12 degrees in the city, 12 in Tokerenong and 11 in Gungahlin.
It's breakfast, breakfast, breakfast on Canberra's One Way FM.
That it is. Samuel Gordon-Stewart filling in for James Scott this morning. James is taking the day off. Lucky him. Maybe he's sitting in bed with a cup of tea. What is it with my obsession with people sitting in bed with a cup of tea? Do I wish I was doing it? No, not really. I like working on public holidays. Do you like working on public holidays? I quite enjoy it, actually. I generally find that when I work on the public holidays, it's a bit quieter than your normal day, and then I get the day in lieu later on, which is generally quite good because the day that I end up taking off is almost certainly going to be a day on which everything's actually open. I can get a... Whoa. That was not supposed to happen. dearie me. Yes, you can tell it's my first on-air shift on One Way FM, can't you? Nothing wants to work properly for me. No. We'll get to that song in a moment. Where was I? Oh, yes, public holidays. When I do take the day off, it's a bit busier, which is nice to some extent. It means that the rest of the world is actually open, I can get a few things done, and I just generally prefer to actually be able to choose my own days off. It's quite nice, and in fact I'm here this morning and then I've got my day job to go to this afternoon at 4, so I'm going to be nice and busy today. But, you know, some of us work, others amongst us don't on public holidays, and I suppose that's the way it's supposed to be. If you're not working today, well, I hope you're enjoying your day because it is beautiful out there. I mean, the Weather Bureau are expecting a bit of rain later on, maybe a thunderstorm, but right now the sun shining, there's plenty of blue sky. In fact, the cloud looks like it's disappearing. Maybe it'll come back later, but considering that the Bureau expect it to get fine again tomorrow, I do have to wonder, do they really think that the cloud will come back in later in the day and then it will be fine tomorrow? Don't know. We'll find out. I suppose we'll just have to wait and see. It is 7 past 8 on Canberra's One Way FM. This is Switchfoot with Awakening. It's a song that tried to play earlier. Now I'll let it play. Switchfoot with Awakening on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM at 12 past 8. Sean's on the line from the Weather Bureau. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
How are things going there this morning?
Yeah, fairly quiet. We had a little bit of rain overnight. To the northern suburbs of Canberra was about less than a millimetre of rain, but a bit more up the road at Goulburn than they've had 3 mils. Fairly fine as we speak. The temperature's currently in 12 degrees and the wind's out of the northwest.
Rightio. So, yeah, according to the forecast, you're expecting some showers and thunderstorms later today?
Yeah, that's right. We're saying that. I'll start Southern New South Wales is the river rain as we speak, and it's to reach the ACC early for late afternoon. And with that, there's a chance of shower and thunderstorms for Canberra.
And looking fine for the rest of the week?
Yeah, that's right. Cold front will move away into Tasman by tonight, and then high pressure system moves over. Very fine and stable weather for the next 5 to 7 days.
And I'm looking forward to that nice 25 degrees on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a fair way away, but it's looking for me to expect it after the week.
Well, as long as the forecast doesn't change between now and then, I'll be happy.
Well, I certainly can't guarantee that one, that's for sure.
We'll try. We'll see what happens.
All right, mate.
Thanks for your time, Sean.
Cheers.
That's Sean from the Weather Centre. It's 13 past 8, and this is Plus One with Soul Tattoo on Canberra's 91.9. 94.3 One Way FM.
You are my soul tattoo.
16 past 8, Samuel Gordon Stewart filling in for James Scott on the One Way FM breakfast show this morning. Now, according to the schedule that I have for James' show here, on the screen it says Topic of the Week. Now, I don't have a Topic of the Week assigned, so I'm just going to assume that it's the ACT election. Now, it's quite possible that you're very, very bored of the election by now, in which case you'll be very happy in just under 2 weeks when it all goes away. I, on the other hand, I'm a bit of a political animal. I love my elections. I was one of those people who, when WA went to the polls a few weeks ago, I was sitting up until 2 a.m. watching the coverage online. It's just... Some people say there's something wrong with me. They might be right. Anyway, did you notice in the Canberra Times over the weekend they actually had a poll? It's the first one that we've seen in the ACT for some time, and quite an interesting result. According to their poll, they're expecting Labor and the Liberals to both get 6 points, and the 6 seats, rather. 6 points. That would be an interesting system. 6 seats, and the Greens will get 4. And they're also predicting a possible loss of a seat for either Katie Gallagher, Simon Corbell, or Andrew Barr, as they're only expecting 2 Labor MLAs to be elected in the seat of Molonglo, which does make me wonder how accurate the figures are, because, you know, it probably is very, very accurate. And in fact, the Canberra Times went to some lengths to point out that previous polls by the company they commissioned to do this one have been very, very, very close and spot on. So it did make me think, it reminded me, in fact, of a conversation I had with one of Jeremy Hansen. He's a Liberal candidate in Molonglo, one of his support staff last week, and they were saying that they've noticed a bit of a shift towards the Greens. Now, honestly, I haven't noticed that. Maybe I'm just not noticing the shift to the Greens. I really thought the Community Alliance Party were the dark horse of this election, and who knows, maybe they still will be, but according to the poll, it's going to be very interesting. Labor and Liberal with a hung parliament and the Greens holding the balance of power. Personally, I'd like to see a couple independents in there somewhere, but, that's certainly an interesting parliament. Also, on the weekend, my copy of City News arrived in the letterbox, as it does. Usually don't pay an awful lot of attention to City News, but I think it's picking up lately. I think the quality of it's getting a little bit better, which is quite nice, because, I'm not overly keen on the Canberra Times, so it's nice to see City News picking up the slack. And with the Canberra Times and City News, looks like we've got an interesting combination there. Now, they posed a question to a number of candidates. It's one that's been floating around in the political circles for ages. It's the one, have you ever smoked marijuana? Now, in my case, the answer to that is absolutely not. No intention to ever do that. Some of the responses were quite interesting. Chief Minister John Stanhope said, yes, I tried it once back in the 1970s, got a shocking headache and never tried it again. Simon Corbell, the Attorney General, said, yes, it was an experiment at university, but I don't see how it's relevant to anyone's voting intentions. Well, Simon, I think it is. Not because you happened to do something back then, whenever, but quite simply because it gives a better insight into your personal character, where you stand on view on issues, and how maybe your priorities have changed over the years. I mean, we all change. So, yes, I can see Simon's point that just because he did it back then doesn't make it necessarily relevant, but there is some relevance there. It builds a better picture of your overall profile. And one interesting example there was Norvin Vogt from the Community Alliance Party, who said, yes, in the Netherlands, and it was legal, never in Australia, though. So Norvin is obviously pointing out that when he did it, he actually did it within the bounds of the law. There was also an amusing one. Now, I don't know how much you know about Gary Kent, a Liberals candidate. He's very, very short. Now, I'm pretty short myself, and it's very rare for me to find people who are shorter than me. Gary is one of those people. His comment was quite amusing. No, I wouldn't even know what it smells like. That, and it stunts your growth. Gary, I don't want to have to read between the lines there. Now, most of the candidates said that they have never smoked marijuana. The ones who said that they have were Chief Minister John Stanhope, Mike Crowther from Community Alliance, Roger Nicol from Community Alliance, Norvin Vogt from Community Alliance, the Minister for Territory and Municipal Services, John Hargraves, Labor MLA Mick Gentleman, Amanda Bresnan from the Greens, and notably Labor candidate for Molonglo Mike Hettinger, who said, yes, of course, and I enjoy a drink or two. Mike was the only candidate to not explicitly state that he doesn't do it anymore. Now, I'm not going to speculate on whether he does or doesn't. That would not be fair. I don't know him well enough, and I certainly wouldn't want to speculate on that. But I will say this. At least with the other candidates, I know where I stand. It's 22 past 8. This is Canberra's One Way FM.
Vote 1, Andrea Takagi. I have worked hard since my...
Twenty-seven past eight on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. That song did finish rather abruptly, didn't it? Big Daddy Weave with What Life Would Be Like. Now, I thought James Rooster was having the day off, but apparently not. I've found him lurking around in the studio, so I thought I'd tell him a joke and see if he likes it. If he does, we'll hear him crow. Otherwise, well, I guess we just won't hear anything. So do want to have this rooster crow at some stage, so hopefully he likes the joke. A man walks into a doctor's office. He has a cucumber up his nose, a carrot in his left ear, and a banana in his right ear. What's the matter with me? He asks the doctor. The doctor replies, you're not eating properly. What do you know? We did it. The rooster liked it. This is J.C. Velasquez? Don't try and pronounce it, Samuel. It's Glory. Samuel Gordon-Stewart filling in for James Scott on the One Way FM Breakfast Show. It's 29 minutes to 9, and that means we've got the Family Minute coming up in about 20 minutes, and Michael's in with the morning show after 9. Currently it's 13 degrees out there. It's a beautiful Labor Day in the ACT. I think I'll enjoy going out there when this is all over in about half an hour. This is the Newsboys with Stay Strong on One Way FM. Twenty-five minutes to 9 on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. Samuel Gordon-Stewart filling in for James Scott on The Breakfast Show this morning. Checking the news headlines, and the Victorian government is investigating how controversial photographic artist Bill Henson was permitted to trawl through a primary schoolyard looking for suitable subjects. Another New South Wales doctor is being investigated for alleged sexual assault and medical negligence against 10 patients. Police are resuming their search of parks and bushland at Tempe in Sydney's south as they hunt the killers of a man. Jetstar says its technicians have been working hard to fix the glitch in its computer check-in system that forced it to cancel 10 flights yesterday and caused long delays for passengers across Australia. And in sport, the Manly Seagulls have produced the most dominant performance in grand final history to claim the NRL Premiership with a 40-4 demolition of the Melbourne Storm at ANZ Stadium. To checking the weather today, chance of a shower or thunderstorm and 18. It's currently 13 degrees, so we're getting there. If the sun stays out, maybe we'll just get over 18. That'd be nice if the sun stayed out on Labor Day. It can rain tomorrow. That would be nice. Don't think it'll happen. I don't think I can force that to happen. When we had Sean on the line earlier, he couldn't promise that that nice 25 degrees would stick around for the Sunday forecast. Let's pray that it does. I think we'd all like that. And then some rain after that. That'd be good. This is One Way FM.
There will be people that will say, it's because of my...
It's only supernatural!
14 to 9, Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. That was True Vibe with Supernatural. Before that, we had Stephen Curtis Chapman with The Walk. Noticed a news story on the weekend that Japan's Supreme Court rejected an appeal by a homeless man on Friday and ruled that he cannot register a public park as his address. A homeless man who lives in a tent at a park in a western Japanese city has appealed the January 2007 ruling of the Osaka High Court that rejected his claim to register the park as his home address. The High Court overturned the district court's decision and refused to recognise the park as usable as a personal address based upon sound social norms. Yuji Yamachuchi, 58, has lived in the park since 1998 and tried to convince the local government that the city-managed space was his personal address, but the city refused to accept it. He complained that he faced difficulty without a permanent address to join the public health insurance system and exercise his voting right without a registered address. And I suppose it's something we don't really think about all that often, that we hear it on the news every now and then that someone without a fixed address has been found somewhere or done something, but how do you live without a fixed address? I mean, we do have a homeless problem in this town and towns all across the nation. How do you get around that? I mean, if you don't have a fixed address, it makes it very, very difficult to vote. Would it be so difficult to just allow people to use a park or some other area as their registered address? I would have thought it would be a good thing to do just so that at the very least, they're able to vote and they're able to access healthcare and all of those things. Personally, I think it's a very strange decision by Japan's Supreme Court. This is Brooke Barrett-Smith with More Real, and it's 13 to 9. Samuel Gordon-Stewart filling in for James Scott on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. Michael coming in after 9 with The Morning Show. ...363 with Sunday on Canberra's 91.9 and 94.3 One Way FM. This is Brian Littrell with Over My Head. Currently it's 13 degrees in Canberra. It's 4 minutes to nine. Brian Littrell with Over My Head. It's just less than a minute now until 9 o'clock. And that noise there means it's time for me to go. Have a great day. James will be back tomorrow morning from 9. Michael coming in after the 9 o'clock... James will be back from 7. What am I talking about? Alison will be in from 9. Michael's coming in after the 9 o'clock news. I'm Samuel Gordon-Stewart. Have a great day. See you again sometime soon.
FM News.